everybody. I feel like we were just here. Oh, wait, that's because we were just here. But we're back again with another brand new episode of All Gas, No Trash. My name's Josh, here today with good buddy Adam.
Yes, greetings, hello.
And this is the mandatory No Curse Minute, sponsored by our good friends, possibly even lovers, at Game Rage Magazine. And we would like to thank them for all of the benefits that they provide as friends. Game Rage Magazine.
That's a true story.
Indeed it is. Okay, so now that we have surpassed the No Curse Minute, sponsored by Game Rage Magazine, we have an album review today.
Right.
Now, I have never heard of this band before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've never seen anything about them. I just went on to, I clicked on the iTunes and I saw what they look like. And okay, I'm not going to say, I'm going to hold that back, what I said.
All right.
For now. If I listen to this first song, Adam, and it sucks a fat bag of dicks, I will then reveal what I said about them initially.
Okay.
If it's good, or if I'm going to give it a chance, I'll wait until the end to say what I thought about them.
All right.
On my first opinion of just looking at them.
All right.
All right. So anyways, go ahead and give the intro. Tell us who they are, what they're about, what the deal is.
I'm going to be honest. I am not that adamant of a Sunflower Bean fan. Like, I know their music. I know some of their, I know a lot of their songs, but I'm not somebody that actively listens to them all the time.
Okay.
But this album piqued my interest because of the singles that had been released. And this is Sunflower Bean with their fourth album, if I'm not mistaken, Mortal Primetime. And I thought we could check it out since I'm not actively following. Since I'm not actively following the band, like, it's just going to be a new experience for basically both of us. Mm-hmm, and I will say what is noticeable about this album and some of the, I think they came out with an EP a while back that is a bit of a harder sound for them compared to more of their like soft rock type of sound that they did back years back when I was like listening to them. But yeah, let's see what we have in store for us. So that was the intro. So let's get to track number one, which is Champagne Taste. So we're going to go ahead and listen to Champagne Taste from Sunflower Bean.
All right, here we go. All right, that was the first track, Champagne Taste, off of Sunflower Bean's latest album, Mortal Primetime. What'd you think of that, good buddy?
You first.
That's all right. I'm gonna give this a chance. I really did want to hate this going into this album, I'm gonna be honest. But you know what? That song was not bad. That was pretty all right.
Yeah, I feel like I grew a 70s porn stash, and
yeah,
I now have feathered hair, and I'm drinking a Coors beer.
yeah, and I'm wearing like those fucking wrap sunglasses.
Yeah,
and I've got like a shirt that might be kind of like, it's too short. It's not a midriff, shirt, yeah. But it's like it's just almost
above. Yeah.
It's just above, and I got a giant ass belt buckle and jeans that are way too tight.
Yeah,
yeah,
and you may be possibly driving a.
Fucking Pontiac Trans Am.
Yeah, something like that.
Also while drinking.
Right.
And
a nice road soda.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No seatbelt for sure. All
right. No seatbelt for sure. Driving 120 miles down Dixie Country or whatever. Yeah.
And then I'm looking around going like, where's all the thick bitches at? Yeah. Like, you know?
Dude. Matthew McConaughey personified
in
the song. In fucking Dazed and Confused.
Also, that guitar riff at the end of the song, fucking, that was good. That was great. That was fire.
I love the fucking riff of the guitar. The great chorus. I don't know how much depth there is to the lyrics. It looks like somebody that's trying to feel alive by, you know, chasing death, I suppose, or
Nah, they're a vampire. This song's fucking
vampire.
I'll just say what I said when I first fucking saw this. I'm like, what is this, Twilight the band? Like, yeah. The fuck is going on here?
I don't know. They don't normally dress like this, but
this is like 17th century fucking like gothic shit on all the stuff. And then it's mortal primetime. So I don't know if they're humans trying to become vampires, if that's the narrative of this album, or if they're vampires living it up in mortal prime. I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Or is it like the end time? So it's like people are living it up and just about ready to die, but they're like doing all the craziest bullshit.
That very well could be. Now, what's great about this like rock type music is we could be, there could be no depth to this at all, or we could be unlocking some sort of narrative that they are in having, or we're not even,
or
close.
Maybe it's open to interpretation. Yeah. Like maybe there is no actual
meaning
an explicit meaning made by Sunflower Bean themselves, but it's kind of just left up to people's imagination.
It's like, oh yeah, we just watched the whole Twilight saga and now we wanted to make an album.
Yeah, we saw Dazed and Confused and Interview with the Vampire, or we got fucking Bram Stoker's
Dracula. We got super fucking high.
Yeah.
And then
we just started dressing like
that's cool. I get that.
Yeah, fuck it. So that was track one. Now we're going to move over to track number two, which is what?
Nothing Romantic. So here we go. Track number two. All right, that was track number two, Nothing Romantic. Ah, fuck, man. This is solid. Yeah. This is fucking solid, dude. Yeah, like,
this is pretty good.
That track had like this, I don't know, it was like this Blondie feel to it, man. Like,
yeah.
And it was like, fuck, man.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's not, Fleetwood Mac wasn't hard. It didn't have the hard rock sound.
This is harder Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, like this is like Julia Cumming, who is the lead vocalist's name. She has like this Stevie Nicks quality to her voice, like the vibrato in it. It's not quite that level of Stevie Nicks, but it's there. It sounds like it's like a mix of Heart, fucking Fleetwood Mac, like you said, Blondie.
Yeah.
There's something going on, like, and it happened in the previous song too with Champagne Taste. There was like this single note that was played on the piano. And I feel like that sonically and metaphorically portrays the idea of isolation, which these two songs have been hinting at for the last two tracks. Or that's at least the idea that I've gotten. And dude, you might be right about the vampire shit. I thought you were joking around, it actually feels like there might be some track to it.
There is some track. I'm feeling like this is now as we're progressing in. Man, I was.
Look, okay. All right. Just to point this out, because I'm looking at the graphics for the album art. Mm-hmm. Like the font of it kind of does look like a gothic.
Yes.
Yeah,
see, I told you, like it's fucking,
got like that. It's got that
those T's or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
those T's. Yeah, it's got those interesting crosses that you would see in like gothic shit.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, man, I'm telling you, it's vampire.
All right.
Vampire. Sold. I'm in.
All right. The only problem is, like, fucking album hold out as long with more bangers for us to enjoy?
I will say this. Okay, hold on. Now I'm gonna say this. I also, when you said this when you were given the lore, I looked them up and then I found Julia Cumming was the only one that had a Wikipedia you can click on.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah, she's like a model.
She's a model.
And like a director, you know, and like all this other shit. And I was really rooting against them, all right? From the gate, I'm gonna be honest. I was like, man, I hope this is terrible. I can't wait to shit on this. This is gonna be so much fun for me. And it's like, oh, it's a model. It's like, oh, now you're trying to be an artist. Like, go fuck yourself. You can't have it all. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Well, so far, it seems like I can. Right? Now, granted, will this last? I don't know.
We'll see. Track number three,
Waiting for the Rain. Here we go. All right, that was track number three, Waiting for the Rain. What do you got for me there?
I think we should just stick to having Julia Cumming as the vocalist. Not to say this guy doesn't have an all right voice or anything like that, but this is where I think problems arise within a band. And I know they've been active for many, many years at this point, but it's obvious like who the star is, right? Like obviously this band is a unit and everything, but when it comes to vocals, if there's multiple vocalists and there's one that obviously shines, just stick with the one that shines, please.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, you ain't Blink 182, you ain't Linkin Park, all right? This is not that. You need to just, I think they need to tell that curly-headed fuck just to shut the hell up and just finger-bang the guitar. That's all you need to do, okay? Just finger-bang the guitar. You're great at that. You're excellent at finger-banging guitars. Probably also finger-banging ladies or dudes, whatever you're into, I don't know. But it is such an opposite dynamic when that dude sang in that song. It took me out of it completely.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I
hate to say it, but to go two tracks in with nothing but bangers,
this,
and then to just get the air sucked out of you.
Yeah, man.
I was like, oh man, we had the sails going and everything, and then we just got the wind sucked out of us.
We were finger banging at full blast, and now we just noticed someone's a butterface, and now we're coming down. I don't know.
If Julia Cumming had sung on this song, I think it would have been a different story.
She did sing on it, but not.
She was a backup vocalist, yeah. But that guitar solo at the end was fucking sweet.
That was sweet as shit.
I was like, oh man, that's like you standing with your fucking Trans Am at the edge of a cliff, yeah, looking into the sunset.
Like I just peed off of the cliff. Yeah. Like I'm just pissing off the cliff, and just like the sun's coming down. Oh man, that's so fucking.
And
sweet.
I think you're right. This is definitely about vampires, or like the perspective of a vampire, because they're talking about waiting for the rain to come back, so obviously clouds can.
Yeah, yeah.
Can cover up the sun, and they can go out and do things
in the daytime.
And this is them waiting for their friends because they don't have that opportunity to reunite with them because of the weather, and also because they have tons of things to do and shit. And
they're fucking probably thousands of years old.
Thousands of years old. Yeah. So watching their friends die and getting new friends and doing the whole thing all over again. So the overall theme. Or at least one of the overall themes for sure is isolation or isolationism for a person to experience that and shit, especially a vampire as they portray in this album. So let's get rolling on the next track. Hopefully we bounce back from this track.
Yeah.
Not great.
All right. Anyways, Look What You've Done to Me. Track number 4. Here we go. All right. That was track number 4. Look What You've Done to Me. And it may be in parentheses, it should have said, please check if I'm breathing.
Yeah.
Because that was repeated 1,000 times. Man, what the fuck was that?
I don't know. I think that's a vendetta against God for being created and also not being being able to be with their adored one or their loved one. That song was very fucking busy.
It was. There was a lot of weird shit going on.
The verses were very syllabic heavy.
Very wordy.
Very wordy. And then the chorus kind of fell flat for me.
Yeah.
I like the idea of the song. I think it just needed to be executed differently. Although I think piano arrangements were very pretty.
Yes, very pretty.
But that was a no-go for me.
Yep. It kinda, hard pass.
Yeah, that was a hard pass. So unfortunately,
starting to fall off the rails, man.
Please don't do this to me. Please don't do this to me. Please. Okay, at least if you open with two great tracks, right?
Yeah.
And then you flop the middle, just finish strong.
Finish please, strong, yeah.
Please finish strong. So let's get to the next track.
All right, so this is track number 5, I Knew Love. Here we go. All right, that was track 5, I Knew Love. I don't know what happened. Did we get tricked?
I feel like we got bait and switched.
Yeah, man, like this started out as hard 80s like rock ballads and like hard rock, and now it's like singer-songwriter. What the fuck was this last song? Cellos and pianos? Is this fucking classical music now? Like what?
Yeah, dude, this felt like some I don't know, like Norah Jones shit.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? Yeah,
I feel like, and if they're gonna put this song, if they're gonna put this song on the album, put it like towards the end, because this felt like the
end of an album. Down, yeah.
It felt like the end of an album, but it's like this thing is stuffed in the middle. I feel like we got T-boned right now.
I think
now.
We did, man. I feel like this, like a train just hit us. Like the tracks got built. We didn't even know.
Yeah.
And bam.
And
train.
I don't know what would have been better if they led with the softer songs of the last 3 songs that we've heard. And then they gave us this shit. the first two songs, Champagne Taste and Nothing mm-hmm. Romantic. I don't know what would have been better, but this is not adding up. I don't know what's going on. So I don't know. Let's get to the next track and hopefully things change.
How many tracks are on this album?
10 songs.
Okay, so we're halfway through. This is track number 6.
This
now.
Is confusing.
I'm very confused. I'm that Jackie Chan meme. My mind is full of fuck. All right, yeah. Like that's what's happening.
Yeah,
all right, here we
confusing.
Go. This will be track number 6. Take out your insides. Maybe we'll return to some hard shit here. I don't know. Here we go. All right, that was track number 6. Take out your insides. What'd you think of that?
It was cute. I mean, it's funny that they're talking about the traits of an individual being described as like the innards of a person and eviscerating that out of their their body. I think that was cute. The song was just kind of monotonous and boring, and I feel like this is a filler song that they would play in their set just to get it over with to kill time. In their set, like if they had a 40-minute set, they're like, oh yeah, let's do this 3-minute track that's kind of like phoned in, because it does sound like a song that's phoned in. And this has to be one of the most uninspired tracks that I've heard. I mean, creatively, like lyrically, it's interesting, but when it comes to the sonic sounds of the guitar and like, it just kind of feels like phoned in.
Oh, it extremely feels like it's phoned in.
And I feel like we've been bamboozled and hoodwinked.
I agree. Hoodwinked. I think this is illegal. I think a crime was just committed against us.
But I will say this is on par for Sunflower Bean, not the bamboozling, but this type of sound, this is something that I would expect from them to play. But you sold us on this hard rock sound.
Yeah.
And you bait and switched us, you sons of bitches.
What the fuck was the point of all that shit? I mean, fuck, man. All right, let's just get this over with. Here, let's go to the next song. What is this, track number 7? There's a part I can't get back.
Yeah, there's a part that we can't get back.
Yeah,
was allotted for this, sons of bitches.
Unbelievable. Unfucking believable. Here we go, track 7. All right, that was track number 7. There's a part I can't get back.
Dear God, that felt like the exact same song as the previous song.
I was just about to say that. They could have just ran this as 1 8-minute song and we would have never known the difference.
No, man, this, I feel like I'm holding a grudge for the whole album because of the fact that they led with 2 hard rock songs. I can't let that go. Just as this song was talking about, having packages that one can't unpack, whatever that means, if it's alluding to relationship problems or things that you carry within a relationship and thereafter. I can't get over the fact that they led with 2 songs that were so fucking good, and then they hit us with 4-5 tracks of soft alternative rock, whatever the fuck this is.
Singer songwriter weird shit. I don't know.
Man, dude, like I think this would have been fine as a Sunflower Bean album if you would excluded those 2 tracks, because we as I said before, we've been duped, man, and we're already close to 7/10, or you know, we're like 3/4 of the way through the album.
Yeah,
and
there's only
3 tracks left.
2/3 of the way through.
Are you gonna tell me that you're gonna make it up to us by giving us some hard rock songs?
Maybe, but I think it's dead.
There's nothing to salvage. There's nothing.
It's gone.
Yeah, I don't know.
We lost it.
Oh, God. You bastards.
You bastards. You did it to us.
Yeah. All right, let's just get it over.
All right, here's, this is a cool title, at least. I mean, please rewind. Be kind, rewind. Let's just please rewind, but here we go. Track number, what is this? 8?
Hit me with it.
Yeah, so this is 8. Track number 8, please rewind. Here we go. All right, that was Please Rewind. First of all, that's still terrible, but to make matters worse, they bring back that curly-haired fuck, and he starts running his mouth, and he needs to know his role and shut his mouth, because he shouldn't be fucking singing on this fucking album. Fuck, man.
Yeah, just let Julia Cumming do all the vocals, like, from here on out. If it... if it so happens to be that Sunflower Beam is making more albums in the future, just let her take control. This guy can write the lyrics. They all can co-write the lyrics, but we just need Julia and all the vocals. But my God, dude, it's so bad. It's so bad that we just started watching videos of some Korean couple and their dogs. Like,
yeah,
as we were listening to the song, we were watching videos of dogs, dude. That's how bad it is.
Yeah, that's fucking terrible. That is unsubstantiated. The unmitigated gall of these people. All right, let's just get this. Let's just go to the next one. This is track number 9, Shooting Star. Here we go. Let's hear what the fuck they're about on this. All right, that was Shooting Star, track number 9. And I just want to say, goddamn our journalistic integrity, because I really wanted to stop listening to this about 4.5 fucking songs ago.
Dude.
And yet here we go, powering through this nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I'm already tuned out. And that's with the fact that we're sitting here and listening to the music. And we're doing our damn due diligence of listening to the entire album in its entirety.
Yeah.
So at least we did that for you. Yeah,
So all the people that are going to be mad about this, I just want you to know and realize that we did listen to the whole thing, okay? Unlike, I'm sure, most of the other people that got paid to fucking listen to this. I mean, I'm sure the people did get paid to listen to this. But anyways, we weren't one of them. And we listened to the whole thing.
Oh, man. And we just got a sneak peek of track number 10.
By accident.
And they already... Where was that song 6 songs ago? No,
now you just pissed me off, all right? Now you just made it even worse. All right, but here we go.
We're going to listen to it.
Last track number 10, Sunshine. Here we go. I'm going to heavily drink while this is going, but all right, here we go. All right, that was Sunshine, the final track 10 off of Sunflower Bean's latest album, Mortal Primetime.
Man, you had the audacity to go back to the distorted guitars and make this barely enjoyable song, if it even was enjoyable, just drowned out vocals and this slow trotting song that felt like you were sitting in a pool of drawn out notes, man. Fuck my life. That was one of the worst ways to end the album.
Absolutely.
And I just want to get straight to the review and end this fucking shit. So let's see.
All right. Well, can I go first?
Yes, go ahead. All right.
So this is, before I give my score of this, I just want to preface it with, you know, this is what I fucking get for not going with my gut. All right. My initial gut feeling was fuck these guys. This is going to be terrible. And you know, that's on me. Okay. That's my bad, because that's what I fucking deserve. For believing this could have been anything other than a hot steaming pile of shit. So, with that being said, the score I'm going to give it, this is an all gas, no trash first, okay? This is going to be the first meme that is going to be the score of the album. And this album is going to receive a ha, got him out of 800. I got him.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly how I feel. They were sitting there in their fucking studio and they're like, oh yeah, let's rip out these 2 songs. And they're like, oh, and then you know what? Let's just do something completely different for the rest of the whole fucking album. And then you know what? At the end, let's go back to that shit we did cool at the beginning, but then let's do it bad and then just piss everyone off.
They're snake oil salesmen.
Got him.
They're snake oil salesmen.
Indeed.
Anybody that buys a ticket to see this bullshit, you got duped.
Duped.
You got tricked.
Bamboozled. Mm. Hoodwinked. Flabbergasted. Fleeced.
You got... My dear Lord, how dare you fucking make this album? You edge us and you goon us for 2 songs with these hard rock bangers, and then you get 8 tracks of bullshit. And you expect me to digest this and feel good about myself for listening to it and say, oh, wow, what a great band Sunflower Beam is.
You know what they did? They basically just shot cocaine into our dicks and for 2 songs and then went like, I'm going to put my clothes back on and then just walked
35,
out.
That's 35 minutes of my goddamn time wasted. I actually died a little bit because of this album.
Oh, no, I think this took like a year and a half, 18 months off my life.
I can't believe I didn't think it was possible. I didn't think it was possible to review an album that did worse than L.A. Witch's Dog God. Yeah. But here we fucking are. Yeah. Here yeah. we fucking Shit. Are.
We might owe L.A. Witch an apology.
We might owe them a goddamn apology. Yeah. This is a negative 11 out of 10.
A negative 11 out of 10.
You sons of bitches. You wasted my goddamn time. And that was egregious.
Fucking unforgivable.
We're out. Goodbye.